This is now the third time that Carl Felt has joined us on the show, and I feel like we're at a point now where I can start a conversation, not by saying hello, but saying, you smell really good, which I'm going to stick by. You smell nice today.
Thank you, even though I am wearing a training shirt.
I don't know what kind of smells I like.
Essence
but
of Felt.
It's a Glen 20.
That's his natural musk.
Each to their own. No, welcome, Felty. How are you feeling? You've had, well, we should acknowledge, had a bit of a bad time.
We can say that if
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, after the loss on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously the way that the society we live in nowadays, that the social media, I think that's out there, it kinda gives people free rein to say whatever they want. And unfortunately I was a scapegoat on the weekend, and yeah, my wife copped a little bit on her business social media page, so wasn't.
Did she really?
Yeah, so that was kind of the thing that tipped it all over the edge a little bit, is like everyone's entitled to an opinion, but opinions are different to death threats. And yeah, so that's kind of what really tipped my wife over and made her speak her mind. And yeah, people need to be held accountable for what they say on social media. So yeah,
definitely.
Has it been comforting to have your fellow players, the club, and other fans come out and support you? Because there is that, there's that really awful side of social media, but there is a good side too. And have you seen a bit of support since all this has happened?
Yeah, the support's been outstanding. Like none of it had really affected myself, because I am used to all the, I guess, social media abuse that comes with being a professional rugby league player. She's not used to that sort of stuff. And for someone to go out of their way to do that to her business account, yeah, kind of really hurt her. So
I can't believe that people are that sad that they feel like they need to do that.
Yeah. But like I said, everyone's entitled to an opinion, but opinions are one thing compared to death threats. So yeah.
Definitely.
Opinions are like arseholes.
Correct. Some are worse than others.
What I think is great is there's particular people that they're looking for that have said these things. If they are a Cowboys member, which you hope they are not, their membership is cancelled.
Yeah, I don't think they would be a Cowboys member. I know our members will stick through us thick and thin, and they're not the type of people to do they all say those sort of things. So
good.
Yeah. And I know you say you're hardened to it, but you shouldn't have to be. You know, you're out there doing a job, and it sucks that we live in a world where people think they can do that. But thank you for speaking honestly about it. And you know you have our support. Let's talk about good things, fun things, positive things. What have you been barbecuing this week?
Oh, my God.
Oh, this week.
Any choice cuts? Any new rubs?
I just left a conversation with about this. You guys talk about meat so much.
We're males. meat and beers. nothing this week, unfortunately. But I will be on Sunday. I'm going to do some nice pork sticky ribs. So,
right, what time?
Thanks for your time.
I thought you said you were sick of talking about
me. That's so funny because she's the biggest carnivore I know.
No, I know. It's just when I came over here to start chatting, you guys were talking with Jergs, our boss, and I was like, I literally went back to producer Alicia. I was like, they're talking meat. I'll go back.
What's your favorite Kardashian?
Who is your
It's real
Kardashian,
Bronte
though?
Back in.
It's good to know.
Kardashian.
Yeah, which one's your favorite?
You can't even name one of them.
Is it Chloe?
Good job, Belvis. So this weekend, it's a Queensland clash, isn't it? You guys against the Gold Coast Titans?
It's all Queensland clash because we are Dolphins and Broncos Friday, and then, you guys and Titans on Saturday. Back to back, Queensland clash.
4:30 kickoff at home, so we're looking forward to it. Another early one.
Always good to get one up on the Gold Coast as well, too.
Don't look at me when you say that. Just because I'm from the Gold Coast.
We judge.
I told you, I go for the Cowboys.
We judge. okay, Kyle Felt, thank you for coming in, mate. And like you say, it is Cowboys Gold Coast, 4:30 kickoff on Saturday. Felty, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.